During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Kevin Doherty, Assistant Professor of Sociology. Welcome, Dr. Doherty.
Thank you, Aaron. Glad to join you.
Tell us about some of the unique features that your program offers to students.
Well, sociology is the study of social groups and social life. In our program, students learn the major concepts, theories, and methods through which sociologists understand social life. Hence, sociology provides insight into how groups form and function, as well as a very unique set of analytical skills that is highly prized on the job market. This is valuable training for a wide range of careers. Mm-hmm. One of the great parts about our department is the fact that it has been recognized as a distinguished teaching department, so students that are in our major and in our program are going to be well-trained.
What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in the major?
Sociology is ideal for students interested in working with people or simply those that consider themselves people watchers. So for those of you out there listening, if you're the type of person that notices patterns in human behavior, you're going to love sociology.
Talk about some of the skills that students would develop. You mentioned the analytical skills. What else?
The students will learn to see how groups form and function. The analytical skills are really a prized asset that have application in a wide range of careers, marketing, management, a range of business educational settings. There's a whole assortment of courses that allow students to specialize as well in that with that particular skill set. So if you want to understand race and ethnicity in society or the operation of gender, social class, stratification, all of these are a part of a sociological understanding of the world. And so allowing a student to specialize with those skills in any one of those topics and apply them to an area that they see as beneficial for them in terms of a future career.
And in addition to the teaching recognition that the department has received, it's also known for research. Are students able to assist faculty in some of those different projects?
Absolutely. My colleagues and I are a very active bunch when it comes to research, and we love giving undergraduate students the chance to observe that from a distance, but also to participate directly. We have several mechanisms by which students can do that. One is through an applied research internship course, where students have the chance to participate directly in some of our data collection. Telephone survey, focus group interviews, giving students the chance to acquire some of these skills and then see how we as professional sociologists use that information to arrive at conclusions. We also have a special topics course. Student can get hours counting towards graduation requirements in which they can do a range of things from library research on a topic that interests them related to gender, race and ethnicity, religion, or any other sociological topic, to working in collaborative research. I had a student join me for a semester that studied some in-group dynamics in a Pentecostal congregation in town that resulted in a paper that he presented at an academic conference in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow.
And those types of opportunities are available to our student. And because we're very active in research, there's ample opportunities like that.
Wow. Now, if students don't declare this major, say, prior to the start of their freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Yeah, one of the, I think, real assets of our program is its flexibility. And we have only 5 required courses in our major. And then in addition to that, a student will take 5 or 6 sociology elective hours, or elective courses, excuse me, allowing them to tailor the program to their particular interests and their ambition for a career. Those 5 required courses aren't sequenced, so you can do them almost in any order, allowing a student to declare a sociology major relatively late and still complete their bachelor's degree within a 4-year time period.
What are some ways students can best prepare for careers related to sociology?
Sure. Well, I think an important part in preparing for a career is to begin to think early on, where is it that my skills and abilities and my interests, where might that take me? And that's where your office, Aaron, can be really useful to a student. Career services, starting in the student's first or second year, can help students identify interests and abilities. Knowing where students want to end up will really help them focus their studies in sociology. For example, if a student determines, I really want to work in law enforcement someday, he or she is going to want to take courses like deviance, criminology, juvenile delinquency, tailoring their program towards law enforcement. Whereas a student that sees themselves pursuing a life in ministry, they're going to want to take our religion and society course and our sociology of religion course, social psychology, group dynamics, those types of things that will be useful in a pastoral role. So knowing early where a student wants to end up will help them prepare to get there.
What are some of the misconceptions about your field?
The biggest misconception is, what is sociology? We often get confused with our social science sibling, psychology. Now, the big difference between our two disciplines, psychology is more the study of the individual. Sociology is the study of groups and patterns of behavior. So for the student that is interested, as I said, in patterns and behavior and is a people watcher, sociology is a great major for them. Because so much of life revolves around groups, there are countless ways that a person can use a sociology degree. But really, the biggest misconception is simply helping students to come to terms with what is sociology as a discipline to begin with.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of your program?
What's really a very, very wide range. Our graduates are in business, law, politics, ministry, medicine, as well as a whole host of other professions. Some of our notable alumni include a vice president of marketing for an energy company, a chief justice of the Texas Supreme Court, a mayor, and Baylor University's own campus pastor. We also have alumni serving as teachers, professors, nurses, physicians, and even a brigadier general in the Air Force. So there really is a wide assortment of careers that people in sociology can end up in.
Are there particular parts of the country or areas where jobs are more available?
No, since sociology is applicable to so many different types of professions, jobs for sociology majors are really available all over, not only in our country, but internationally as well.
Dr. Doherty, is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening?
Well, I think the best way to find out if sociology is right for you is to take our introductory course, Introduction to Sociology, SOCH 1305. This is the first step for students to find out about sociology and whether or not it's a good match for you. If Introduction to Sociology appeals to you, but you're still not sure whether you want to sign on with sociology as a major, my advice is to take a second course. We have a whole range of sociological elective courses on race and ethnicity, aging, marriage and the family, deviance, juvenile delinquency, and see if by taking a second course, whether the way that sociologists see the world and make sense of it, whether that appeals to you or not. Of course, don't hesitate to come see me or one of my colleagues. We're always happy to talk about sociology.